As stated, I will be talking about the performance of Sea Island by Upland Progeny. It'll take a second to load. I have a bunch of pictures. I am Greg Berger, and I'm from Texas A&M University. To give you some information about the objectives of our project, main objective was the integration of Sea Island alleles into upland cotton phenotypes with the hopes of developing parental material with unique morphological and fiber properties. The development of the Sea Island by Upland Progeny, upland genotypes, Gossypium hirsutum, were mated with Sea Island genotypes in an effort to integrate new allelic combinations for fiber quality. The initial crosses were made in 1999. F3 generation was planted in College Station, Texas in 2002. F4 progeny rows were planted in 03. 37 strains were advanced from these F4 progeny rows into the F5 generation. And 8 strains were advanced from the F5 generation and tested in 2007 in College Station, Texas. And I will be focusing mainly on these 8 strains today. To give you a background on the pedigree of these ISH lines, all of the lines in the bracket up top arose from a common cross of 94L2 with a New Mexico Sea Island 1331. And the line at the bottom, F98, arose from a cross of New Mexico Sea Island 1331 with variety 97M16. The mean squares for lint yield and lint percent for these 8 interspecific hybrids and the check varieties. As you note, year had a significant impact on lint yield, and genotype had a significant impact on lint yield and lint fraction. There was also a significant interaction for genotype by year for lint yield. However, we will not be going over this today because of lack of time in the presentation. Here you'll see the mean lint yield in pounds per acre for the ISH lines and our 2 check varieties, Delta Pine 491 and FM832. When compared with our check varieties, our lines yielded lower. However, they still had an acceptable yield. Our highest yielder was E63 with a yield of 889 pounds per acre. And they're all similar for E63, E106, E162, E61, E67, E148. And our lowest line was F98, which had a yield of 552. It should also be noted that E61 was only included in 2004 and 2005 because of poor fiber or poor seed quality. For lint fraction, although our lines were a little bit lower than those of the commercial checks, lines E61 and E162 are still similar to that of FM832. Highest lint fraction was 36 for E162. And the lowest was 32.7 for E63. The mean squares for NOVA for the 8 interspecific hybrid lines and check varieties for fiber properties in Micronair, upper half mean length, strength, uniformity index, and elongation. Again, year had a significant impact on Micronair length and uniformity and elongation. Genotype had a significant impact on all of the fiber properties, and there was a significant interaction for Micronair length and strength. Again, we won't be covering this today. Here you'll see the mean lengths for the ISH lines. They are all significantly higher than those of either Delta Pine 491 and FM832, which under optimum conditions, FM832 and 491 can reach a length of 1.25. So under these conditions, our lines would be similar to that of optimum conditions of the check varieties. Our highest length was that of E63 and E148 at 1.25 inches, and the majority of the lines are similar, with our lowest being at 1.20 for E177. And this represents some integration of alleles from Barbadens. For strength, our high strength was that of F98, which is at 35.6 grams per text. Significantly higher than that of either Delta Pine 491 and FM832, although the lower lines in our category have similar components to that of Delta Pine 491 and FM832. For Micronair uniformity and elongation, everything is within acceptable range for those fiber properties. We do have a elongation of 5.0 for F98, and that was one thing we went to highlight. As far as agronomic traits for these lines, Delta Fine 491 and FMA 32 are slightly early to medium type plants. All of our lines are medium to slightly late maturing. They're all within acceptable range of typical plant height. Plant type for Delta Fine 491 is clustered. FMA 32 is slightly bushy. Our lines range from open to bushy to clustered. And we have a storm resistance rating. For those not accustomed to this rating, one is considered highly susceptible and five is considered resistant. 491 and FMA 32, they're considered, you know, medium, as are the majority of our lines, except F98 and E63 have a little bit lower rating. Here you'll see some of the variability we noted in the leaf types for these lines. We had everything from okra leaf to a typical hirsutum leaf, and basically every type in between. If you look at these, you can see the difference in the size of the leaves as compared to pens in these pictures. Again, here you can note the different types of leaves we observed in these lines. If you look at the top right corner, you can see what's almost typical hirsutum leaf, and there's okra leaf in this picture. Again, you can see the variability in the leaf structures on these plants. Here's some of the variability that we noted in blooms for these lines. You have everything ranging from a white flower with yellow pollen to yellow flowers with yellow pollen, and everything in between. And these could be good tools for phenotypic measurements taken by a plant breeder. Here you can note some of the different fruiting structures that we noted in these lines. Same thing here. And again, you can notice the different types of blooms and fruiting structures that we noted. And here's just the interesting picture that we had of one of the plants. And same thing here. And in conclusion, the interspecific recombinant lines should provide viable parent or parental material for breeders. And in 2008, we will be releasing lines E148, E162, and F98. And seed is available now, and if you're interested, you can contact Wayne Smith or Steve Haig at the Cotton Improvement Lab. Thank you. I'm not actually sure how many generations were selected on these. I have that data in my data set, but it was between and within lines, actually. We had some rows that would have, you know, several different leaf types within that row. And I believe actually all the pictures were taken out of the F3 generation. So there was still some segregation happening at that point. And this year, we actually observed still some different variability between lines and within lines. I believe so. They were slightly later than that of 832. this year was kind of a weird year in College Station, so it's really hard to say as to, you know, what date it matured at. And we had some problems with flooding early on in some of the fields, and I'm sure that affected the maturity of the plants.